welcome to On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast, episode 2. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. We'll feature a lot of great new tunes from women artists in country, Americana, and rock and roll. Also, some live music in the mix, some progressive Latin sounds, jazz, and an unlikely cover as a go-to song in WNCW's music mix of late. We'll have our DJ for a Day feature giving you a glimpse inside life here as a host at Public Radio WNCW. I'll be talking with Martin Anderson, our morning host and music director, about the terms AAA and Americana. And here, we're not talking about batteries or Norman Rockwell paintings. We'll be talking about what those music formats mean here at WNCW now and how they came to be over the years on radio. Plus, we'll have your segue of the week. Let's get it all kicked off with a new live one. The Wood Brothers have Live at the Barn recorded at Levon Helm's Woodstock Studio. And here is the Wood Brothers' take on the band's Ophelia. It's On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast.
Blue jeans and long black hair. She'll come play, she won't stay, and it always brings them down. Some folks say there'll come a day when she'll settle in some old town. But it's best you know this, a long, long road, and she ain't gonna come around. 60,000 miles of bedtime, countless broken hearts between winding lines.
That's Sally Ford and Get Out from her new one called Soul Sick. Sally Ford has roots in Western North Carolina, and she's recorded many records under her moniker, Sally Ford and the Sound Outside. Now she's simply billed as Sally Ford, and she says, this is a confessional album. It's about struggling with my issues, some that I've overcome and some that I still carry around. I felt confused, down and about life and unsure about myself. On these new songs, it felt good to write on one theme and from one place. All in all, Soul Sick has taught me a lot about myself and helped me to heal. And this record is produced by Mike Kuykendall, who is known from his work with artists like M. Ward and She and Him. Ahead of that, Nikki Lane. Speaking of regional ties, Nikki Lane, who grew up in upstate South Carolina, I think she went to high school there at least, that one's going to hit the sweet spot for classic country lovers, Highway Queen, title track to that, which has a great music video where Nikki gets in a monster truck in her gold helmet, cape, and black and white mini romper and runs over a whole bunch of cars. Nikki Lane, who is very much in charge. Wood Brothers and their live take on Ophelia, Live at the Barn, is the new one from Chris and Oliver Wood. You know, Chris Wood from Modesky Martin and Wood, and Oliver Wood, who was formerly of King Johnson. They're joined by Jano Ricks in the lineup, who plays something called a shitar, which is kind of a crappy guitar, which is now made into a percussion instrument. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, for On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast. Stick around for a jazz and swing set coming up after our DJ for a Day with Martin Anderson. Now time for the part of the show we call DJ for a Day, where we reveal what life is like behind the microphone and in the music industry in general. I'm joined by Martin Anderson, WNCW's morning host and music director. Welcome, Martin.
Hey, Joe. It's great to be here on this new podcast. Love it.
We're talking about, what do these terms mean? AAA and Americana. We're not talking about roadside assistance, nor are we talking about small batteries or about home decor. We're talking about music formats.
Yep. AAA is adult album alternative, a style that, how do you describe it, Joe?
One neat description that I read says AAA comprises artists who are intellectual, ambitious, or idiosyncratic, yet still accessible.
Yeah, that's one way to describe it. I think it sort of comes from the indie rock side of things. And the artists in AAA might, be singing something with a real purpose or something of great political import or great social import. Is that what Janis Joplin's saying about? But really, it's more just an artist that is not quite of the top 40 realm. And also, AAA is known for what are called deep cuts on an album, if you remember albums, where you be more likely to play the B-side or a deeper track than just the one lead-off single if you're with a radio format that plays this stuff called AAA.
And like a lot of things, it formed years ago, probably more like in the 80s, is the roots of what is current AAA music, and that is, like you say, album cuts, what came out of some of the more alternative-leaning artists and has grown through bands like REM into the current day. I guess you could call artists like Ray LaMontagne AAA, a whole lot of artists that you could kind of lump into that. But it's kind of what I think is more on the rock and roll, that end of the spectrum of what we play.
A lot of full-on rock. One of the big hot bands in AAA these days is Car Seat Headrest, like a full-on intense rock sound. But for a while, especially in the 90s, AAA was most defined by the singer-songwriters of the genre. Sean Colvin, I guess Bonnie Raitt maybe, and some of the other ones. So it kind of changes over time. If you listen to The World Cafe with David Dye, that is a good example of kind of right there in the middle of what AAA is. There's a conference, in fact, that they have every year in Philadelphia where WXPN and The World Cafe originate. They host a conference specifically for non-commercial stations like us that play this adult album alternative music. Although I will add, there's certainly a lot of commercial radio stations around the country that play AAA music, but they tend to be kind of more independently minded than the big box chains of FM stations that are owned by big groups and corporations.
WNCW is most definitely a non-commercial radio station. And as such, we have some of our peers in the music landscape of radio stations around the country that chart their AAA spins to industry sources like FMQB, which I think stands for Friday Morning Quarterback. Got a good figure on that one.
Don't know where that football connection comes from.
Yeah, maybe they're looking ahead. You've heard the term Monday Morning Quarterback, where it's easy to look in the rearview mirror and said, well, they should have done that. Maybe they're referring to like actually getting it right beforehand. Anyway, these charts, what do charts mean, and what is this whole thing that we're doing when we report to industry folks like FMQB?
Yeah, well, a radio chart is different things to different people. It's basically different radio stations kind of casting their votes, if you will, reporting how many spins or plays we've given to a particular new song or album. And then someone compiles all the different radio stations that have reported to give you a top 40, if you will, or top 100 in AAA or any other genre, really. And it helps the managers and representatives of these artists to help promote their artist. And also sometimes it helps radio stations and the program directors know what's hot and maybe what's not. But they might see, okay, I'm playing AAA or Americana music, and look at this artist in the top five or so. Haven't played them yet. Let me look into them. We at WNCW don't necessarily look at the charts a whole lot, at least I don't, but it is kind of a nice way to have all the different new releases of a certain genre put together and, you know, see which cream rises to the top, if you will.
Nowadays, a lot of the singer-songwriters, like you were mentioning in the 90s, like Bonnie Raitt or Sean Colvin, might be termed as Americana. Now, that's a really hot place in music right now. A lot of folks are calling themselves Americana. Now, here is one other music insider who gave me a capsule description of what Americana is, and saying that Americana was at one time based on roots music, and now it has turned into the anything pile. Lots of test and focus group kickouts where the label or artist are trying to recoup some of their money, especially pop country. Really anything the radio rep weasels can push to make money. You still get some good or great albums sometimes. What do you think about that, Martin?
Well, he or she maybe has a little more of a cynical view of Americana music than I do, although I would say that there is a little bit of that. Basically, Americana music is music that maybe has its roots and inspirations in early country music like Hank Williams or the Carter Family or Jimmy Rogers, or the early blues sound that came out of Mississippi Delta, or maybe the folk genre like Woody Guthrie. So a modern day person like James McMurtry or Jason Isbell and some of these sort of alt country bands. Sturgill Simpson is one of the kings of Americana these days. And like I say, someone that has a blues rock blend. Reckless Kelly comes to mind. These are all kind of acts that are considered Americana. And a way to get to know the genre is to check out the Americana Music Association. They do a lot of work to kind of bring all these styles together. And it's still a style that's trying to find its place. It's kind of hard to define, which is maybe why there is some of this going on, of these other acts coming in and trying to wave the Americana flag, even if they really aren't. Like, pop country is not Americana, but Americana is really on the rise, and so maybe some acts are trying to get on that train.
Yeah, some of our Americana, some of our best music from that genre is imported from Canada.
Yep. Americana doesn't have to be from the United States of America. Australia is a pretty good hotbed. Yeah, Richard Thompson is considered Americana there. And then you have groups like the Lumineers, which I do not consider them Americana at all, but some do. You know, when their first record or two featured an acoustic guitar, maybe that's how they are somehow considered Americana. But there's an example of a different genre kind of trying to be considered Americana. But, you know, there's no set judge or jury to decide yay or nay.
It's DJ for a Day here on the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by our music director and morning host, Martin Anderson. Thanks for your insight.
Oh, thank you. And here's to more music, whatever you call it.
Now, now for our segue of the week portion of On the Way Up, beginning with a new one from Canadian fiddle player. His debut record is called Greenland. Came from Toronto and now calls Nashville his home. And this is the tune On My Own from Ben Plotnick. Thank you. Ah, the man who defines the term gypsy jazz. That's Django Reinhardt with that famous number, Daphne, here on WNCW's On the Way Up. Segueing nicely with Ben Plotnick. He hails from Canada originally, but like so many artists in his home country, he is kind of the main export of our northern neighbors. He's now calling Nashville his home, and he got a group of fine Toronto musicians to record this album with Adrian Gross on guitar, James McElhaney on bass, and Andrew Collins, who recorded and co-produced the album, on mandolin. Also, a lot of guests and collaborators from all over Plotnick's music history, such as vocalist Jamie Oliver and Angie Hiltz, and also Jared Albright of Rye and Fairy Tales, Kelsey McNulty and John Williams, as well as Caitlin Raitz. David Grisman fans, take note. This one goes in all sorts of great directions in Western swing, newgrass, some standard bluegrass in there, as well as that jazz number, Ben Plotnick. Well, now let's shift gears entirely and get on over to the nighttime sound of things here at WNCW with this brand new one from Nouvelle Vague.
Presagiando lo largo que será este día. sol saldrá, aunque tú no estás. Tú no estás. Hay un par de lugares donde sé que puedo encontrarte y que no dejaré de besarte, aunque sé que tendré que volver.
Formed in Mexico City in 1989, Café Tacuba brings us a new single, and that was Un Par de Lugares, which translates to a couple of places. So I hope you enjoyed that progressive Latin sound from Café Tacuba. Ahead of that, Nouvelle Vague, band from France. The name translates to New Wave in English and Bossa Nova in Portuguese. They've been making music since around 2004. This record is called I Could Be Happy, and it's an album of pop and punk and new wave covers, along with a couple of originals with that Brazilian pop twist. It's kind of an unlikely hit here at WNCW, at least to my ears, because that was a cover of the Ramones' I Wanna Be Sedated. We're going to close out this show with a live one, and one of the best rock and roll bands from the 90s is still going strong. Slater Kinney brings us live in Paris. And here is the song, Oh.
Thank you. We're so happy to be here in Paris.
On the way up, wrapping up our show today with Slater Kinney's latest. It's a disc called Live in Paris, when they were touring in support of their 2015 record, No Cities to Love, one of their classics called Oh. Very busy band, Carrie Brownstein. You might know her from Portlandia and Transparent, Janet Weiss and Corin Tucker, also got a lot on their plates. But they haven't given us very much in the form of live tracks. And that new one comes just in time. You've been listening to On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast. I'm your host and producer, Joe Kendrick. Thank you for being here. I hope you get to support some of these great artists that you've been listening to. You can give me feedback anytime by email, joek@wncw.org, or on Twitter, @WNCW. Everything we do here at WNCW, including this podcast, is made possible with your support, and you can join us anytime. Become a member quickly and securely on our website at WNCW.org, and that is why we call it Grassroots Radio. Our theme music is the tune Sing Me a New Song from Eliza Lynn. Hope you can tune in next time for On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast.
Sing a new song in the rain. Sing a new song till the drops coming down. Sing a new song. Sky meets the ground.